Egypt's Days of Rage caused deep concerns, a ministry breaks ground on its newest hospital, and a mission group is touting the ripple effect of the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt imposed a curfew as anti-government protests spread outward from Cairo. The potential for change is enormous, but not always favorable for freedom. We spoke with an Egyptian believer who shares a deeper concern. A revolt means a power vacuum.
The group that is called Brethren Muslims are not really there. They are in the back rows. But I think when something major happens, you will find them there and they will start raising the slogans of Islam is the solution.
What will happen to believers if this occurs?
They would want the Christians whether to submit totally to the Islamic system or to leave the country.
Rex Rogers is with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region. He's urging prayer.
God can use this. He's in charge of all these events. And sometimes when things are most unsettling are when hearts are most open.
Elsewhere, recent WikiLeaks information confirms the inhumane treatment of prisoners in Eritrea. A report with a former prisoner reveals prison conditions as grueling at best. During his stay, 600 people were forced into a 40-foot cell. Small boys were tortured, and most prisoners couldn't talk for lack of water. Voice of Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
"These cables show that the U.S. Embassy there was actively looking into the persecution of Christians. They were interviewing Christians who had been incarcerated about the conditions. It does go to confirm the things that we know about Eritrea, and that's that they are one of the world's worst persecutors of our Christian brothers and sisters."
After a 2002 law made evangelical Christianity illegal, Christians began adding to the prison numbers. Now at least 3,000 believers exist in Eritrean jails. Praise God that this injustice is being brought to light now.
The best response is to pray.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A Gospel for Asia-supported pastor was threatened by police after praying with a sick woman. After one of the members of his church had had a fever for several days, the pastor went to pray with her family for healing. When the pastor left, an official and four drunk men drove up, accusing him of enticing people to convert to Christianity. The pastor did get out of the situation safely, but continues to fear for his well-being. Pray that ministry would go forward. Elsewhere, Cure International just broke ground in the Philippines on what will be its 12th hospital. Construction on the four-story facility will begin in June. Their team will soon be offering free medical help to poor children who have orthopedic problems. It's one way to offer the kids a future. The other way is through the faith component. The team serves in the name of Christ, which always prompts questions. Pray for a clear communication of the gospel. There's more online. And are you still looking for a vacation spot for summer or spring break? Why not make it a trip with a purpose? Orphan's Heart, the offshoot of Florida Baptist Children's Home, offers mission trips across the globe. Ron Gunter says,
"We look for locations around the world where we have an opportunity to have a hands-on approach with the children along with nationals who are already doing the work, so that we can help these children to realize and know that they have hope and they have a future ahead of them."
But the transformation really goes both ways. As people return from their trips changed, there's a ripple effect to their own communities.
Our goal is to engage people in hands-on experience with missions. And when their lives are changed with that hands-on experience, then their churches are changed, their communities are changed, their families are changed, and we want to be an active part of engaging people to become the hands and the feet of Jesus.
Take a trip to Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Uganda, or Nicaragua and see what God does. Head to our website for more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive our daily e-blasts as your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.